Chief, I wanted just to just for clarification, I understand that the 2011 lateral is essentially, you know, the process has already started as far as the work, the background work I know that you guys are doing. And there's an expectation that out of that lateral class, you'll gain maybe an additional 10 officers approximately. Is that, that's the expectation, is that correct?
Well, we started, we had two groups actually. We started with, in group A, 50 candidates. After background investigations, we're now down to 16 potentially viable candidates. We have another group of 47 in group B, and we're awaiting background investigations on that group. Reasonably, we could expect 10 to 15 potentially viable candidates out of that group. The selection process will begin in early spring of this coming year. You know, we're looking at, you know, potentially holding group A for group B to catch up with it so we could ideally run one academy, lateral academy, to be able to use as an efficiency the people we pull out from the field for tax staff to do one academy rather than having to do two. So I think that would be the smarter way of doing it, and that's the way we're looking at doing it. The duration of that would be between 3 and 5 months to be able to get them up and running.
So it looks like that by the summertime, the lateral academy will be they'll have graduated. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're hopeful. Okay. It's about a 7-week transition academy for laterals.
Okay, and then let's talk then about the full academy. And on slide 12, I know that you mentioned that you know, if a recruit academy is deemed necessary, you have an option of commencing recruitment in early 2011 for that, and then you have another option of commencing recruitment in 2012, depending on, I think by saying deemed necessary, I think you're probably referring to the fact of whether the council makes whether it's a budgetary decision to have that academy or whether those funds are available in the department. So I think that myself and many included, I think certainly we need to have an academy. If we don't start replenishing our police officers as soon as possible, we're going to the amount of officers we're going to lose year to year, we're not going to be able to catch up, as you said that many years before. And so it is we're at a situation where it is a crisis, and we do need to, at the minimum, keep up levels of where we're at, let alone replenish and grow the department if possible. And certainly these are tough budget times. Can you tell me as of right now, in where you see the budget currently and where you're at as far as managing what the dollars that you have right now? You have the lateral happening, but there, as of right now, where do you think you're going as far as in a sense of the academy? Are you seeing an academy and recruitment for an academy beginning in 2011, or do you see it in 2012? Is there additional dollars that would need to be set?
Yeah, there would need to be additional dollars set. Where I'd like to see is go. We don't have the money for it in this fiscal year.
Right.
The new fiscal year starts October 1st of 2012. Ideally, to be able to shoot for that time frame, realizing that we probably wouldn't be able to get people in the academy until the beginning of 2012, so we'd be a couple of months into the new year. Where we are today is we have an existing list from 2009. 184 potential candidates are on that list. Because of the time that's elapsed, all will require new polygraphs, background investigations, and psychological tests. But it saves us the time on recruiting for those that are still available. The duration for this would be between 10 months and a year. And the cost to hire from this list would be roughly $770,000. To start with new recruiting, not using that existing list, would require full recruitment, civil service testing, and physical assessments for up to 2,000 candidates. They would also require polygraphs, background, and psychological tests for civil service approved candidates. Our desired class size, based on the capacity of the academy, is about 32 recruits. The duration of this process would be 16 to 18 months. And the cost factors on that, the recruitment and hiring, would be about $1.1 million. The recruit salaries would be $1.4 million. Uniforms and equipment would be about $0.3 million, for a total of $2.8 million to do a new recruit academy from scratch.
See, that's not as good news as the crime statistics.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, but I think, and certainly what's not good news is the fact that if we don't start thinking about what's going to happen in the next few years, we're going to be in really bad shape when it comes to our police numbers. And so just to be clear, and just to, you know, for my edification and for the public's, right now in this budget, we don't have the funds for a full academy, which I think we all know that.
Right.
And so for you to really begin the process of beginning an academy for 2012, and we'd have to have an idea sometime as early as possible next year,
right,
if that money is going to be available for you to start the preparation.
Right.
Because if not, we end up in the next budget cycle in 2012, and by the time you get started, I mean, the expenses go up, it's going to cost us that much more money, and then we're looking at many more months into 2012. And I think it's important to remind everyone that just because we start an academy doesn't mean we have, you know, police out on the street the next year. I mean, there is a long process that our men and women have to go through to actually get out there and be able to fight crime like all the rest of you know, the men and women out there are doing. And so that, you know, I think we certainly should be very cautious and move forward with some concern that we're going to have a couple years here where we need to do something if we intend to close that gap. So are you thinking that you're going to be that's going to be some part of your budget proposal? Is that something you feel comfortable commenting on now, Chief?
Yes, I mean, when you look at it, with the anticipated attrition that we talked about earlier on, we will certainly meet with the council members to be able to give you a transparent assessment of where we are, where we believe we need to be. But certainly the academy is something I'm trying to put on your radar screen to say this is the laterals would be a great stopgap, and we hope to be able to do that. But we need to start thinking about getting a new academy going, and whether we're able to use that existing list and how many of those 184 potential candidates would still be available or qualified versus starting an academy from scratch or academy process from scratch remains to be seen. But it's something that we need to start looking at. The ramp-up time is significant. So to be able to look at a January 1st, 2012 academy date, we need to start early in 2011 looking at where we're going, what are our options, and taking the most prudent course based on what's available to us.
And it's your intention then to include the academy in the 2012 budget?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. And certainly I think those discussions need to start happening, you know, as soon as possible.
Yes.
That we need to, I think as a body, I think we have to make that decision. And I think that for you and for all of your team to know that you're going to have an academy in 2012 so you can start planning next year is extremely important. And so I'm hopeful that the full council is able to give direction to the city manager as far as where we're going to go with that. And I see Councilwoman Gavlich up there, and she's shaking her head because I know that she's been pushing this every week and something that she's very interested in. So if there's any other questions, council member.
Well, thanks, Councilmember Garcia, and I think you bring up some good points as well as the chief. You know, there is a lag time. And I would just note the obvious, which is that I think, Chief, you need to understand and the council need to understand the FY12 financial decision or picture before we can make these decisions. I think our first and foremost duty is to the men and women currently serving for LBPD, and we certainly want to make sure that we can continue to keep them on providing services and then talk about, of course, expanding the department to the extent we can. I don't think it's doing any service to recruits to bring folks in if we're not going to have a budgeted position for them later on. That's just stating the obvious. So, yes, I think we do need to make sure that we're planning sufficiently ahead of time, and you're right, Councilmember Garcia, because we need to start thinking ways out. We also need to make sure that we know our FY12 financial picture, because, like I said, I think our primary obligation is the men and women currently serving before we start a new recruitment. So I would just make that point.
Thank you.